Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with mentaltoughnessblog.com. I want to tell you about the best business advice I ever received. Years ago, I went into partnership with some people and I think they betrayed my trust, and I went to an advisor after that who was a friend of mine who had built a $300 million company, and I told him the story and he said, "You know what you need to do, Steve?" He said, "You need to grow up." I was stunned. I mean, I'd just come from this fiasco of a business deal. I was brokenhearted and I was broke. Bad combination. And I thought I was going to get some sympathy, if not at least empathy. And he said, "Steve, you need to grow up. You need to start doing some of that mental toughness stuff that you write about and you like to talk about so much. You need to do more of it." He said, "Steve, did you really think it was going to be that easy to be a millionaire? Did you really think it was just going to be given to you? Did you really think there would be some people who would try to block you in your efforts? Did you really think that everyone that you dealt with, including your own partners, were really going to be honest all the time? Did you really believe that, Steve?" And I was just shocked. I was stunned. He said, "Steve, grow up. Grow up and get tough, and then go out and get what you want. Stake your claim, but don't be a positive thinking purist. Don't think that everybody's on your side." He says, "It's a nice thought. It just isn't true." And I got to tell you, it was a tough message to hear. I walked out of his office. I was stunned. I was shocked. I was even a little hurt and a little beat up. But in the next 6 months, the pain went away and I realized he was right. I realized that's why he built, or that's how he built, a $300 million corporation. And I started to get focused and I started to get more tough and I started doing what I was supposed to do in terms of thinking, the next level of thinking, not positive thinking. That's great. I love positive thinking. You love positive thinking. Everyone loves positive thinking because it's fun, because it's positive emotion, positive thinking. The premise is simple. Look for the good in everything. Well, we live in a complicated, complex world, and not everything is going to, should be probably seen through the eyes of positive thinking. And not all energy comes from positive thinking. Critical thinking is the new positive thinking, if you will, to use a kind of a worn out cliche. Critical thinking is a higher level because critical thinking takes both the negative and the positive and it analyzes both. So you're making decisions based on greater criteria. It's a more intelligent way to make decisions. And when it comes to getting what you want out of life, I don't know how you feel, but I'm pretty serious about it. I'm pretty focused on it, and I want all the information. If it's positive, fantastic. I love it just like you do. I'd prefer it to be positive. It's not always positive. It's not that easy out there, especially right now with the recession. You got to be focused. You got to be sharp. You got to concentrate. You got to be tough. And I think that starts with growing up emotionally and realizing you're in for a dogfight. And again, I'm not trying to be negative. This just is what it is. If you've built a million-dollar company, if you have your dream, whatever that is, if you've got the greatest relationship with your kids or your grandkids or your spouse or whatever it is, I don't know what you want. I don't know what your focus is or what you're after. I'll tell you what I was after back then. I wanted success. Now, maybe that makes me materialistic. Maybe that makes me shallow. I don't know, but that's what I wanted. I wanted to control my life and I wanted money because I didn't have any money. And money is, in my opinion, an important thing. It's not the most important thing in the world, but it certainly is up there in terms of creating opportunity and a lot of other things in your life. And I know you guys know that follow this blog. And I think a lot of you would agree, but whatever it is you want, I think you've got to grow up and realize that not everyone's on your side. Some people are. You got both the negative and the positive, and together you create critical thinking. You grow up emotionally, you get focused, you get tough, you find out what you want, you figure it out, and you get it. Bottom line, best advice I ever got, some of the toughest advice I ever received, but boy, did it make a difference. It really made a difference because that's when I decided that was it. I was going to get what I wanted, and I was going to do it right, and I was going to do it morally and ethically and all those things, but I was going to get tough because I was the one holding me back. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but it turns out that I was the problem. But as my great friend and mentor Larry Wilson says, I was also the solution. So are you. I think so is everyone. But I think it all starts with your framework. And I think one of the most important things is getting tough, because I thought passion was enough. I thought honesty and integrity and all the good things, and they are important, no question. I thought it was enough, but none of those things are enough. You've got to be able to see with eyes in the back of your head. You've got to be able to be watching all around you. And I don't mean being paranoid. I mean being present in the real world. When you're going after world-class success, you're in for a dogfight. And that's just the bottom line. It just is what it is. But is it worth it? Well, I think so. It depends on what you want. I thought it was worth it. I still think it was worth it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. Take everything from me and I'll build it back up again. I think it's worth it. But that's up to you. And I can't wait to hear your take on this, because I got to tell you, it meant a lot to me. But I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about this very, very important topic. And I think it's very timely, especially in what I call the positive thinking community, which I'm a part of. I love all the positive stuff. Everybody loves the positive stuff. It's not enough. It's not enough. Not in the world we live in. Positive thinking is not enough, but critical thinking is enough. Critical thinking will get you anything you want. Critical thinking is the key, I believe, to the present and to the future. That's my take. Can't wait to hear yours. I'm Steve Siebold. Thanks for listening.